This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy. Mark, hello.
Hi there, Dave.
We are going to look at the recent winter survey of local business leaders just conducted by Providence Business News. Mark, tell us a bit about the scope of the survey, first of all.
Well, we survey the, I think it's over 600 companies in our database for that we use for our top lists every week. You know, the biggest accounting firms, law firms, manufacturers, whatever it might be. And so we asked them a series of questions, and we have since the summer of 2008, and essentially the same questions. And a lot of it is attitudinal. How do you feel about your own business? How do you think the Rhode Island economy is doing? But also some more factual, like how's net income now? What are your employment levels? And while the survey doesn't really isn't exact, it's not statistically significant, as they would say, we always look for changes of direction, and those are real. And so we get a sense of what the sentiment is of those companies responding.
But you still talk to many, many people.
We do talk to a lot of people, and then we interview them for a story. And so that's so we use the survey results as the basis of a story, and then we talk to the Ed Mazey, the dean of the URI Business School, former dean, who helped us set up the survey, and then we talk to businesses who take part.
Now, getting into it, the survey seems to find some lingering uneasiness in the business community about an economic recovery. What are some areas of concern?
Well, first off, it's not lingering. They actually were a little bit better. It's now, you know, we're seeing a little bit of unease.
But there's something there.
There is unease. It's just, but it's actually since a year ago, it's a little bit more uneasy. And I think that they're worried about the global economy, like so many people are at this stage. You know, they're a little bit leery. You know, the U.S. economy seems to be in all right. And they actually said that. They expect the prospects for Rhode Island's economy to be, you know, better. Their own business is better. More companies have been hiring people than before. But what we see, where we see the unease play out is that fewer companies say they're planning to make capital expenditures or, you know, big purchases. Fewer companies say they're expecting to expand their facilities, and more companies are letting people go.
So looking over the long term, there is that uneasiness.
Yeah. So I think they're cautiously optimistic. And a few years ago, they were cautious but not optimistic. And then they were, you know, pretty optimistic. And now they sort of pulled back a little bit.
Specific concerns.
Well, I think they always have concerns about the overall economy, and I think that drives a lot of it. I think a lot of them talk about taxes, although I think that's, sometimes can be seen as more a political issue. What has come up recently, which had seemed to moderate, is concern about health care costs. Those seem to be going up for a lot of our businesses.
Is that related to Obamacare, or is it something else?
Well, I don't know that it's the Affordable Care Act that's doing it. I think that there are a lot of – there's still a good bit of kind of – moving around, moving parts in that. You know, it hasn't settled into a routine. So, for instance, some insurers might have lowballed themselves to get into the market. And now that they look at they look at what it actually costs, they're saying, oh, wait a minute, we have to raise our costs. So I think that I would be surprised if you saw the same level of price increases next year as you have now, because I think certain insurers are, you know, the insurers are getting a little bit a better handle on it. In fact, Neighborhood Health Plan of Rhode Island, they've dropped their prices. So, you know, they understand the market a little bit better, or they estimate it a little bit better than some of the other companies.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, and we're speaking with Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy about the Providence Business News winter survey of local businesses. Any other concerns?
Well, I think there's a longstanding concern about regulation and red tape. And there's also a greater interest, and I think this has probably been seeded by, seeded as an S-E-E-D by the governor, and that is for tax incentives and help. I think that they're finally seeing, you know, when under Governor Chafee, who said he didn't like incentives, he just wanted to, you know, level the playing field and make it, you know, good for everyone to be able to perform. I think Governor Raimondo has taken a more activist approach to economic development. So I think more companies are saying, okay, there are certain things I'd like to do, but I need a little bit of help doing them.
Is there a sense that the business community needs to give the Raimondo administration more time to turn, we'll say, policy into reality?
Well, I don't get that sense. I mean, if you're running a business that's pretty close to the bone and pretty tight, that next quarter really matters. So I think there's a recognition that things are changing, and a lot of it still has to do with regulation, you know, sort of simple, clear regulation. And that's an issue that's longstanding.
I won't say good, but are relations with the General Assembly more cordial in terms of being more pro-business?
Well, I think they've seen a lot of things that, you know, the corporate tax rate came down. They dropped taxes on energy purchases, you know. So I think there's a recognition that things have improved for the business community, but there's always, you know, there's always more to be done. I mean, you still see Rhode Island as a, you know, is seen, as at least perceived, as an outlier in terms of friendliness to business compared, especially with Massachusetts.
And still some concern about developing the proper labor force for the coming knowledge economy, the new type of manufacturing.
Yeah, I think there's a lot that has a lot to do with you know, how the education system is set up, and there was just recently a study from the Latino Institute at Roger Williams University that said, you know, Latinos are not getting the education they need, and they're a growing part of the workforce, and you know, in a few years they're going to be a quarter of the workforce in Rhode Island, so they need more help getting up to speed with these, you know, job openings that are coming.
So in closing, what's your basic takeaway from this survey?
Well, I think that the business survey says we're doing okay. We expect ourselves to do better. We can do better, but we're not going to make any big bets right this second.
This has been The Bottom Line. I'm Dave Fallon, and a thank you to Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy.
Great to be here as always, Dave.
This is Rhode Island Public Radio.
Major funding for The Bottom Line is provided by the Rhode Island Foundation, using philanthropy to move Rhode Island forward. Details at RhodeIslandFoundation.org.